Pirates singles.
There's a line drive to right, and Cruz sends this one out of here so quickly, you would never believe it. It's an incredible feat of human strength.
I'm surprised one of those trees isn't lying in the river.
That is the hardest hit ball in known Major League history.
I think there's a chance that was the hardest hit baseball in history, Doran.
Yeah.
I know Bonds and McGuire and Sosa and the steroids, allegedly, and all that back in the day. Like, those guys are hitting some balls pretty damn hard. Like, when McGuire hit his 70th, that thing got out of there in, like, half a second.
Yeah.
And it hit off the facing of the Busch Stadium, like, concourse, and oh my God, like, maybe that was 123 miles an hour. But I think there's a reasonable argument to be made that's the hardest hit ball in human history. Guys are bigger and stronger now. Pitchers are throwing harder than ever, which means if you barrel one up, it's going to come out faster. That's just physics, right, Doran?
Yep.
And O'Neill Cruz is on pace to hit 32 homers this year. He's on pace to steal damn near 60 bags, which means that a 40-40 season is a possibility here. Only six guys in Major League Baseball history have ever stolen 40 bases the same year they've hit 40 home runs. I'm going to run that by Callis in a second here. I wonder if you guys can guess who's done it.
Mm-hmm.
But now the conversation has come full circle on Cruz. Can you pay the guy? Can you give him like 8 years, $200 million? The Pirates have never gotten even in that stratosphere. Brian Reynolds signed the $100 million deal, and for them, that was a lot of money. In the grand scope of Major League Baseball, that's not that much. If the Pirates wanted to, they could absolutely give O'Neill Cruz 8 years, $200 million. But this is an argument you've used in the past, Doran, and I'm actually on it right now, and a texter writes in. Here's where your math is going to math. You want to extend Cruz and build around Skeens. Cruz is under control the next 3 years. Every dollar added to a new contract is less they'll be able to add to roster to build around Skeens.
Yeah.
I can't pay him.
Mm-mm.
And I argued, I think it was like the day he came up,
yeah,
give him that Wander Franco deal. Look, he's going to be a star if he's not a star already. I mean, 40, it's only happened six times in Major League Baseball history. I'm not paying him.
Would he take that too, though?
It'd be $25 million a year if it were 8 years and $200 million.
Would that be what his market would say? Like, was that his agents are looking around? Like, is that his worth, 25 a year? I would say no. I think that somebody like O'Neill Cruz would think that he would be worth more.
I think if you did it right now, right this very second, that would be the lowest, is $25 million a year, $200 million. If he does go 40-40 this year, or even if he goes 35-40 or 32-40 or whatever, and he does it again next year, no, that's way short,
mm-hmm,
of what he could make on the open market. And he's going to be a free agent in 3 years. Like, after this season, you have 3 years of arbitration control. I don't even think it's worth sitting down and discussing with him. I want to build around Skeens, and if it's $25 million for that guy, or $25 million sprinkled around your roster while you already have that guy, like,
right,
paying him this money,
it doesn't
make your team any better. It would for the 5 years after he'd be gone, but you're not going to have Skeens then, and you're going to actually at that point have Connor Griffin come up, and it'd be nice to have those guys together, but we have to understand how the Pirates operate. I'll go against what I've been saying for the longest time here. I can't pay O'Neill Cruz.
No.
He's a joy to watch right now. He's a reason to turn the game on because he does play every day and he's that captivating. And when he gets on base, you know he's going. And that ball he hit the other day, thank God it landed in the river. I'm not even joking. That would have taken somebody's head off.
Yeah.
None of us have ever seen a ball leave the yard that quickly. That was something to behold. Like, I've watched that replay so many times. You don't even see the ball. It's insane.
Yeah, I couldn't even find it.
Right?
I couldn't find it.
I could not, like, oh, landed in the river. I guess we'll just take your word for it,
because
I didn't see it land.
Uh-huh. That's exactly how I thought. I was like, oh, they must have saw something, because I didn't see anything.
I didn't see Jack. Just the trees laying there in the Allegheny. So I can't pay him. But what say you at 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I wish the realities were different and that you could build around Skeens and pay this guy. But unless, like, here's how you would do it. You'd have to move Mitch Keller out and you'd have to move Key Brian Hayes out, which I guess isn't the worst thing. And Keller could fetch you, you would think, a sizable return, if not a one-for-one swap with a good hitter. Like, if you're going to do it, you'd have to do that. So maybe that's realistic, but I just don't know that you're adding enough around Paul Skeens if you're also paying this guy $200 million.
Right. Right.
412-928-9370. You guys know the six guys who have gone 40-40?
I could name you five.
Ricky Henderson.
That would have been my guess, too, Doran.
No. He's not in it?
Nope.
He's not.
One of his teammates stole from the A's.
Time out.
You want Doran to go first?
You can go. I ain't going
to go. He did just go first, but I wanted to see if Ricky Henderson had come close.
He had to, right?
Most homers he hit in a season was 28.
Oh, no. Wow.
I would have thought that he was on it, too, Doran.
Wow.
He stole 65 bases and hit 28 homers in 1990. Oh, my God. Which was year 11 of his career. What a player.
Okay, pick me. Pick me.
You can name five.
Jose Canseco?
Yes.
Barry Bonds?
Timeout. Canseco did it in 1988. Mm-hmm. Bonds did it in 1996.
Alfonso Soriano?
See, I would never have got that one, but you are correct.
Alex Rodriguez?
1998.
Mm. Shohei Ohtani?
2024.
Mm.
He stole 50 bases.
Wow.
He went 50-50.
Yeah, that is absurd. Decent little player, that Shohei Ohtani.
He's the first and only in history to go 50-50.
He's also throwing bullpens now.
I saw that.
So he'll come back. He'll be pitching, too. He went 50-50.
Who's the sixth?
Who's the last?
He's playing currently.
Okay, who's the sixth?
He's an active player.
Okay, that's 26 not times
Judge.
30. Yeah. No, it's not Judge.
Not Judge, no.
Hmm.
He just came back from injury, hit a homer the other day. Ronald Acuna Jr., 40-40 in 2023.
Wow. Yeah.
I never would have got Soriano. I definitely blanked on Acuna. But Ohtani, Acuna, Soriano, Rodriguez, Bonds, Canseco, and our guy, O'Neill Cruz, has a chance to become the seventh guy this season. He's hit 32 homers, so he's got to pick up that pace a little bit, but he's on pace for like 60 steals, which is crazy. And this is his first full season in the bigs. I mean, I guess last year, but, I mean, he's still in his infancy. He's still developing. So I'd love to have this guy for 8 years, $200 million, but I'd rather win.